Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast with me, Shane Todd. Before we go anywhere, hold your horses. Let me tell you about the Tea With Me Patreon very quickly. It's like trying to sell you a Ferrari for a fiver. It's an easy sell, it sells itself. But I'll tell you about it. This should be, it's ludicrous that it's this price. We do a bonus episode every Monday, which could be anything, anywhere. Recent one included, basically me and Aaron Butler had what a lot of people think is some sort of therapy session. Me and William were in bed for an episode. Weirdly, I like that and think we'll do more of that. It doesn't always have to be William. Maybe we're offensive that it was always him because that's Kieran's department. He has that contract that William has to share a bed with Kieran and his wife when they're on tour and off tour. But anyway, we have the bonus episodes, aka the special brewing on Monday. We'll do a live stream episode on a Friday. You ask questions live as it goes on. We put exclusive events on sale there first. I'm sure it's sold out by now. Stars in your eyes, in the limelight, 700 people. We never put the tickets on public sale. You can't go if you're a member of the public. But if you're a sipper, you're going. We will, of course, record that, make it look very sexy. It will only go out on Patreon. The Mock Blame tickets went there first. You have all our live podcasts. You can watch them back on Patreon. The content stays there. It's a big fat bank of Tea With Me stuff. The link's in the description. Patreon.com/TeaWithMePodcast. We are also sponsored by, and by the way, appreciate my low-key shoe game. Sometimes I wear pretty jazzy shoes and some people like it, some people don't. See these? I found these in, where did I get these? Maybe in Birmingham when I was on tour. And they are really nice. They're really nice. And you know what? They're a bit like this podcast, okay? They're elegant. They don't have all these bells and whistles, you know? What they have is, they're just white with a bit of grey. Nike, plain as you like. You play tennis in those, you could take someone out in a second or third date.
Not a first?
What?
Not a first date?
Not a first date, no. No. You can't wear trainers. Well, yeah, I hope. By the way, weird if you don't wear trainers on a first date. You show up in formal shoes, forget about it, you're too desperate.
Or you're in Tyrone.
Damn. You're from Tyrone?
Yeah.
Okay. We are sponsored by none other than Manscaped. Manscaped are big friends of the Tea With Me podcast. They've been here from the start. They'll be there long after we're gone. Manscaped are the number one in men's below-the-belt grooming. These guys, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, I don't know if you're allowed to say it in 2023, these guys are nuts about nuts. Cancel me. They absolutely love it. They've got everything. I'm looking over there. I don't know why we have just a single, that's really sad, why we have a single set of Manscaped boxers, but they're there, right? They've got everything for, not just the boxers, but everything inside them. These guys have, what have we got there? Clear groin shaving gel, because obviously their main products are the electric, you know, ball trimmers and dick trimmers as well. No, that's one product. I mean, you can do your balls and a little bit, just a little bit. You shouldn't have a full hairy dick. Like, that's weird. I just mean, like, at the base of it, if there's the odd little hair there. I'm not saying I do. I'm just saying, like, I fucking hope it's coming. Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, what I'm saying is, if you want old school shave, they've got the shaving gel and a little, I call it a little dick razor. They've got one of those. They've got scissors. They've got brushes. They've got, what's that there? Ball toner. Lip balm. Yeah, which could be used on any of your lips. They have ball deodorant, beard balm, beard conditioner, all sorts. The weed whacker for your nose and ear hair. Is that for your head?
That's for your beard.
That's for your beard. See, I wouldn't know. Couldn't grow one if I tried. Something wrong with me. I'm 35. Can't grow a beard. Everyone's like, it'll happen. I'm like, when? When will it happen? Anyway, if you want to take advantage of our discount, you can use the code TWITHME for 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com. The link is in the description. Let's take off. Let's go for it. Let's go into outer space with this episode. My guests are none other than the Goblin King, Kieran Bartlett, and the Derry Girl herself, Diona Doherty. Please enjoy this episode. So, you're just about to finish your play.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love that?
Do I love that I'm about to finish?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really, I've knocked my shit out at this stage. I'm really knackered. And also, if you've seen any of the footage, it's a rave. It's very physical. Like, there's a lot of running and running around, which is great because you don't need to go to the gym. It's like a lot of exercise. But I am absolutely crash bandicoot. Is that a phrase?
It is now.
A couple of phrases are, I would have pulled you up on, if I'm honest. You've knocked your shit in.
Like, I've knocked my pan in.
Giving yourself a beating.
Yeah, I was going to say, knocking somebody's shit in, not fucking telling them they owe you money for drugs that you sold them, and then you're fucking stamping on their wrists.
I always have money for drugs, okay?
I get sad when things are over. Nothing made me sadder than P7. When P7 was over, last day of school.
When you all signed each other's t-shirts.
But I hadn't made any really lasting friendships, and I knew it then.
At 10 years old, you were that mature that you
it's
could...
Cold. You know what I mean?
We S Club 7, Reach for the cold. Stars, mm-hmm. was the song. And I remember...
It absolutely was.
They were all saying about how they were going to, like, oh, we'll still see each other and all this. And I remember walking out of there
What song was it by S Club?
Reach for the Stars.
All right, yeah.
I remember.
I was a wee bit older, you say.
I think it was Reach in brackets for the Stars.
It was just called Reach. If you knew them personally, it was just called Reach.
Yeah.
We did a dance routine on our Leavers assembly.
Right.
To Reach for the Stars.
Right.
Big songs. Oh, sorry. I thought you'd finished.
I was going to say me and five other people, but it was probably six other people if it was S Club 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you weren't worried about that sort of thing back then. Like, I remember doing a Spice Girls routine at a summer scheme, and I don't think there was enough of us.
We were all the Spice Girls?
No, we were one short or something.
Yeah. You were like the Spice Girls when Jerry left.
Yes.
Yeah. Who were you?
I was...
You strike me as a sporty Spice, Shane.
I'd have had him as a posh Spice.
Oh.
Well, tell me this. You might know who I am based on this bit of choreography. It was for Wannabe, I think, and I come out at the start, and I do, like, this move, like, before everyone, and then I fall back in line, then we dance. So whoever of the Spice Girls did that... I might have been sporty. Baby Spice. It could have been Sporty Spice.
Well, definitely wasn't Baby. She was not up front and centre at the start of any song.
I fancied her the most.
Did you? Weird though. It's called Baby, isn't it?
I fancied
her. Yeah, but I was a child myself, so don't try and work an angle here. Where
I definitely fancied Posh the most. I had...
Nah.
I had... There was a poster of her.
Right.
Oh, no.
That was her.
This is one of the stories you start and then kind of regret.
Yeah, I know. But there was a poster of her, so there was...
There were many
because there was posters of all of them, and what do you
was
would
she
call
she in knickers?
No. It was classier than that. She was in a tiny Man United shirt, and
so like a kid's one.
I think they all were like. So Sporty was in a Liverpool one.
I was gonna say because she was Liverpool,
and then the other ones I don't know because they weren't actually really connected with football. But you know wherever or what was Scurry? Is she from Leeds or something? So she maybe
she's
had...
She's from the Yorkshire area.
That
area.
Odo. Yeah. Yeah, she was like... So I think she might have been in like a Leeds top or something, maybe. Right. But then Posh was in a Man United one. That was a good poster.
Sean fancied Sporty because she wore a Liverpool top.
Can I be honest with you?
Only that's weird because all the Liverpool players did too.
We've had it all them too.
Can I be honest with you about the poster? Yeah. It was a page from Smash Hits. That I had on my wall.
Yeah, that was what was my wallpaper with pages from Smash Hits.
I remember once being at HMV, I think it was HMV, upstairs in Castle Court in Belfast, and you know they had those big poster displays, which I loved looking through, firing through them all, and I needed a poster for my bedroom wall, and I was maybe, I don't know, 9 or 10 or something.
I love that you're like, I needed a poster.
Yeah.
I needed one.
I'd just got my walls painted or something, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, I need a poster to set this off. And they were like $2.50 or something. So I find one, like, and it's all Man United and all sports ones mm-hmm. and then a few different ones. And I said, and then when you find the one you want, there's a number on it and they're all in tubes down below.
Yeah.
So you pick out the one you want. So I see one, I'm like, Daddy, I want to get this one now. He's like, no worries, there's $2.50 and all. So I get it, take it home. I put it up. That night, he just comes up to my room and like happens to see what the poster is. It was Carmen Electra, but she just had her tits out. So my dad took it straight down, put it in his room.
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to get away with that?
I don't. I was like, if it's here, I should be able to get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's always such a random collection too. It was like Carmen Electra, Pikachu,
yeah.
Yeah. Some
yeah.
footballer.
I like a stoned
a
alien.
Car.
Yeah. Take me to your dealer. And you buy it, but you didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
I mean, mine had a really grim one like that in his room. That was like, it was grim though. It was like Lil' Kim with the Baps flying. And but his ma was just like...
Why is that grim?
But why, can I say Lil' Kim wasn't hot?
Because that, but also like...
But everyone thought she was.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Did they not?
Nope.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah. I think they respected her... music,
yeah. Well, she
more
was
than
I,
face.
I didn't really.
Well, I'm sure
her.
That's how she wanted to be respected.
Yeah.
No, have you seen a video from Manon Rouge?
Tits, banging hits.
She sort of looks smash like she shops in, you know, B&M exclusively.
Right.
You know,
like Big Shop.
Yeah. She does the Big Shop. Like yeah. she's never had Coke that didn't have Arabic written on the side of it.
I think.
You know what I mean.
I think for Moulin Rouge, she tried to go for it.
Oh, why? Well, she was trying to keep up with Maya.
Sippers, let me take 1 minute of your time to tell you that this episode of Tea With Me is sponsored by BetterHelp. BetterHelp are making professional therapy accessible, affordable, and convenient to anyone struggling with life's challenges. You can get help anytime and anywhere. I think that's the best thing about BetterHelp is... if you're one of those people who is easily embarrassed, which let's face it, is most of us, or maybe you're, you know, you don't know what people will say. You don't want to be caught on the way to going to an actual therapy place. You want to just do it in your own house, in your PJs. You can. That's the best thing about BetterHelp, in my opinion. They give you the tools to deal with the stress and challenges we all face. You learn coping skills and how to set boundaries, both at work and with family and friends, especially coming up to Christmas. It can empower you to be the best version of yourself, and isn't just for people who've suffered major trauma. You know, I think in this part of the world, definitely, you know, I think there's a bit of a taboo about going to therapy, about going down the traditional methods. Well, you don't have to with BetterHelp. If you haven't tried therapy before, BetterHelp make it as simple as possible to start. You have a short questionnaire, and they set you up with a therapist. There's over 1,000 therapists currently working with BetterHelp in the UK with a wide range of expertise. 1,000 therapists, a lot of therapists, isn't it? You do it at a time and date that suits you. Find your bright spot this season with BetterHelp. Go to betterhelp.com/teawithme today to get betterhelp.com/teawithme today. betterhelp.com/teawithme, comma, today to get 10% off your first month. BetterHelp.com/TEAWITHME. The link is in the description. Let's get back into this episode.
Can I just say, in that video...
Have we talked about this before, who the sexiest girl in that video was?
No.
Let's talk about... Let's diminish.
We have? Right,
Missy Elliott.
All these videos.
Missy comes out at the start in like her own clothes.
Yeah.
And she's basically like, I'm just introducing this.
Yeah.
I'm not doing what they're
doing. Because I say it, and this might be controversial, I think Pink was the hottest in that
video. She is, and was talented. Pink is a phenomenal singer.
She's not a better singer.
What's
Christina.
Your face?
She's,
just
she's not a better singer.
She isn't a better singer than her.
She's not a better singer.
Do you know what? She is. Christina Aguilera is irritating.
She is,
she's an unbelievable
singer. She does. Do you know what Christina does far too much
too
of?
Much.
And I'm sure she gives a fuck what I think. Yeah. But this, I'm sitting here, literally, fucking.
Christina.
Yeah, just be like, do you know what she does too much? She does this.
Grounds.
And the note bend. The. You know, and you're like, sounds like a fucking Harley Davidson starting.
She's a judge on like one of the American shows, like this. And she's trying to convince them to sing the cat as well.
Yeah.
I've never heard
she,
that
she,
song.
She is a great singer, to be fair.
Yeah.
She
sounds it from your impression.
I know, but that she does too much of that. The bend melts me. And that fake. See, occasionally when you listen to like old like soul singers and jazz singers, occasionally they break in a wee bit of that, but it's like a natural crack in the voice.
Yeah.
Right.
Goes in there, a bit of ang, right? See when you're
specific, like one of the things you turn upside down when you're a kid.
See when you're specifically trying to live on that note,
I know.
It melts me.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. She's doing far too much. So you're saying, but what are you saying is a better singer? She can hit more notes.
Do you know? No, she's a better. I think she has a better.
Who do you enjoy listening to more?
Christina.
Pink.
Pink.
No,
I
Pink's first album, fine. See the rest of the see now, Whingecore. It's all Whinge.
Yeah, not anymore. Not
see when,
I don't like
see
it
when a Pink song. This is a true story. See if a Pink song comes on that's like after, like
2014?
After that first
2012.
No, mate. Her first album was like
2006 or something.
2000 and fucking. Mate, I was in school.
Yeah,
like 2000, 2002.
Oh, I was actually maybe
2002. So I'm like the one that had like
just like
there
a pill.
You go and you you make me sick,
yeah,
and stuff like that. And then it gets in the Whingecore, and I mean like her songs now. See that one that starts off, I haven't always been this way. I'm like off.
Right. But here,
I will put you 105 on for that. I'd just be like, I'll change it if I hear it.
Cover Me in Sunshine's great, and that's new.
I haven't heard it.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
No.
I listened to it whenever I was giving birth.
Do you know it was a good one? Do you know it is a good one? And it is a banger, and she does deserve credit for it. I'm caught at there, Get the Party Started.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
And it does.
Now,
See Lil' Kim, though, if we can just go back to that. Are you sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. I just need to say this. Can I just say this?
Yes.
See the bit at the end of Moulin Rouge? At the end of Lady Marmalade when they all do their, you know, Christina.
Yeah, yeah.
Pink.
Yeah, yeah. Marmalade. Yeah.
Lil' Kim. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm like. That fucking winds me up. It's I hate shit. That.
I fancied Christina Aguilera until the Dirty video, and then I got intimidated by it.
Oh, she was too much.
I couldn't handle it. I was like 11 watching that going, I couldn't handle
her. I didn't like her until the Dirty video. And then I went, she could handle me. Yeah. You know? You know what I mean? On the fucking.
I never fancied Britney Spears. Never.
I did a wee bit.
No.
I did a wee bit.
It's the school uniform thing's rare and all.
I think that's rare.
I think because we were wearing school uniforms, it would have been like a busman's holiday.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
She'd be rich enough to wear her own clothes and she's still wearing school clothes. It's like it's past 4 o'clock. Why is she wearing that?
It's sort of more like a busman just having a wank at a school, but I don't know.
Do you think she's dead?
Pardon?
Do you think she's dead? There's a lot of talk that her sister's impersonating her and that she's either gone off to live somewhere else or that she
I do think that, yeah.
Do you think so?
From what you've said, probably that would be it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know,
her face shape is all different in all her videos.
I liked her for a very specific amount of time. I liked her between the video for Sometimes and the video for Slave For You, and then I switched off. See, I'm wearing these knickers on the outside of my jeans. I'm like, you look smelly now.
Yeah.
See you later.
When was she wearing knickers on her jeans?
Slave For You.
She was.
She's wearing, and then people in Belfast did that for a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wearing my pink knickers from Topshop. Not me.
No, they didn't. Somebody else. Outside their jeans.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, they didn't.
Fuck up. I saw that.
This was in your house?
No,
this is
no.
One of your sisters?
I saw that happen.
This was Ma Bartlett.
Somebody. Ma Bartlett. Yeah, it was Ma Bartlett. Just wearing a kidney warmers on the outside of a nice pair of slacks from fucking Marx's. No, this was. I believe I saw this at a pre-formal. Now somebody could have been they could have been dressed
Why
up as Britney
Spears.
Why
did you pre-formal?
But no, like I remember seeing that and literally going,
AI is
ma. AI is ma. AI, you're ma. There's a round for the next fucking mock bloom.
Oh.
That's mental.
Oh my god!
What a great time for music that was though.
Yeah.
Do you know who's made an absolute killing? Redman.
Redman.
Who's that?
Redman. It's Redman.
Well, Redman then.
Redman. Who's Redman?
You know the guy. He steals 11 in Dirty. In Dirty, he's the guy who goes, oh, 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 oh.
Oh, like the Barky Boy.
Yeah,
do you know who asked me who my favourite superhero is? Batman.
Superman.
Oh, there's that Spider-Man again.
He, what do you call it? He also does, he is still not living that guy because his two most famous things are Dirty and doing that sort of rap that gets cut out a lot of the radio edits, and then also the... in Offspring song Original Prankster, he goes, Original prankster. We're still on it. Original, yeah. That's it.
No, was Redman, in the Wu-Tang Clan?
I believe that he was.
Or I'm thinking of Method Man. I don't know if Method Man was. Method Man.
Redman.
Methodman.
I definitely believed his name was Redman. But anyway, he was big for like about 10 minutes. And then I sound like such a bitch. But like, Redman, he was big for like 10 minutes. I'm like one of those, you know, like a talking head on a Remember the Naughties.
Yes. Favorite Britney song? Boys with Pharrell Williams. Boys, the remix.
That was good.
That was unbelievable.
Do you know what I liked? I was born to make you happy.
I liked the one every time where she was lying in the bath.
Nah.
That was a good prayer. It will give you an opportunity to have a wee cry. Hated? My daddy likes that as well.
And I think it was your first one.
Can I say, your dad cried?
Cries in the bath.
The one that was shit, and the world agrees with me, because I think it was her first song that didn't go straight in at number one. Lucky. Every day she's so lucky.
Was that not meant to be part of a film? Star. Was that not a soundtrack to the film?
That was Crossroads.
Yes.
What was that song?
Blazing Squad.
No.
She did. She was in a shit coming of age movie called Crossroads.
And it was.
And
I'm not a girl.
Not yet
a woman.
All I need is time. That was her warning to the world, being like, guys,
stop.
I'm 14.
Yep.
Give me 5 minutes.
I'm not a girl. Do you know what I need? A conservatorship.
Yeah.
Yep.
What's Britney's dad doing now?
Creaming
crying
it,
in
probably.
The bath every time.
Yeah. Creaming it money-wise, like.
No, but is he not a goner now?
Do you think there's a part of him going...
What, dead?
No, like he's not had to do with him now, doesn't he?
No, he's nothing to do with him. Yeah. But do you think there's part of him now that's going...
Yep.
Told you so.
Yeah.
No, he's
not doing such a bad job.
He's made her loopy by locking her up.
Yeah, but I think his argument might be here.
Remember,
I'm saying nothing.
Remember when she did one of these?
Yes.
I was sad.
Yes.
She suited it.
I would hate my dad to be my conservator now.
Your actual dad?
I'd hate that.
What do you think he'd make you do?
No, but it's just that they can control like your finances and all. And if I wanted, like last week I bought loads of clothes in Marks and Spencer's from the autograph range, and I gave into that because I was like,
is this a wee autograph network?
It is, yeah.
I felt like this jumper's lovely, but you have aged. In a good way.
Sorry, you talk about, a compliment and then an insult.
The
jumper's nice, but you've aged.
No.
I'd rather wear a not nice jumper.
No, they're both nice, and aging's a good thing.
Do you mean, no, what you meant to
that's,
say is...
Grown up.
That's news for everyone at the older company.
I'm not a boy, not yet a man.
Yeah.
And all I need is time. So what you mean is... Not I've aged.
You've matured.
I look more mature.
Regal.
That exactly what I meant.
Yeah.
That's what you meant.
Mm-hmm.
But I give in because...
Do you know who, you'll notice who hasn't given you shit for knitwear, Shane?
The king.
Daddy Bartlett.
The Sherpa. The knitwear Sherpa over there. Just guide you. Not Daddy Bartlett. Don't say
starting
that.
Starting to...
Can I tell you guys something? Last night, doing the Opera House, Tony had messaged me and said... could I get a couple of tickets? And I was like, yeah, of course. Can I get some tickets? And I replied and said, yes, Daddy. And he hearted the message on WhatsApp, and then that was it. He went to pick up the tickets. Shocker, I had not properly arranged to have left them out. He, with his girlfriend's parents, had to go up to box office and be like, oh, I think there's tickets for me under the name Tony. And they were like, yeah, there is tickets, but the name hasn't come across, so we don't know who they're for. And he was like, and he had to show the lady the message. And it's just me saying, yes, Daddy. So he said, I said, what happened? He went, they just threw the tickets at me, and we're like, yeah. We don't want to say that.
But he could have changed the name in the phone. That could have been anyone had sent him that.
He could have, but I think the weirdness just overrided
it
all.
Yeah.
They were like,
we don't care at this stage.
Yeah.
Go in there.
Why is this wee boy calling all his mates daddy, you know?
Yeah.
But it was just a joke.
Wipe the seats down when you leave.
Yeah. But it was just... Did you have good fun? Were you in the John Lennon dressing room in the Opera House?
No, because only you get that.
Hmm. Being serious?
No, because there's a few of us, we share a dressing room. The girls, when the girls are in a show, we all share a dressing room, like by choice.
So that one doesn't even get
opened? It's not big enough.
But it doesn't get opened?
Why would they open it? No, we can look inside if we want. The door's unlocked.
Nah, the door's locked.
The door might be locked, but we can access the case.
Yeah.
We can, I could get the John Lennon, I couldn't. They wouldn't give it to me. No, because we all share, so we need a bigger dressing room.
Right.
Although the Ballymena the other night, they put all three of us in the smallest dressing room.
Oh yeah?
All three of us. We were literally sitting on each other's
not
knees.
In the place we were for the,
no,
for the BBC.
No, not that big one. Two doors down and the one that definitely holds one person, three of us in there together. Yeah. It's like, Ballymena.
Our nice. Iron butler's exploding somewhere here in this story. Yes, we're sitting on each other's knees, were you? Fucking.
Why would he love
why,
that?
Why aren't?
I don't know. He was the first person came into my head who probably loves
for
a wife.
For perverts?
Yeah.
He's your
see, I don't think
parents.
He does. I think he's in the more like AI type devices. Yeah. I don't think he does. I don't think he's manually done one since 2009.
So what do you think he's
I doing? Could see him having like...
Do you mean things, he hasn't like done things, a wank?
Like yeah, I could see him... Wall and all.
I could see him having like a mechanism in his house.
I see him having a
that
secret
wanks
room.
Wanks him off like a boss
yeah, like
and
a super part. What if he has like a secret room in the house that's like a crystal maze type situation mm-hmm. with lots of different things in the wall that you can put your deck in but there's only a crystal in one of them, you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yes. There's definitely rooms in his house that no one has seen.
The crystal glaze.
Yeah, I fell into a room in his house once.
How do you mean?
I just like was leaning against the wall and ended up in a room. And it was just playing West Side Story yeah. to me.
There was one time I tried to turn his TV on and the door locked when I hit the button and music came on and the lights dimmed.
I could see you having...
Joe, up until the last second there, so that's so cool.
I could see you having a panic room in your house, but it's not for like intruders. It's just for when you panic in general
yeah.
and have to just calm
go
down.
Scream. I fucking love a room
just
like that.
Chloe doesn't
Joe, have
to
I would love a room you can go pee by yourself. That'd be fab.
Well, Sean toilet. Always come with you.
Me and Sean. His nurse shits.
Well, no, like a toilet?
We take each other's nappy off.
I think she means kids.
Oh, right. I mean, sorry, I was sitting there going, what the fuck? Like,
well, it is
I was,
weird.
I was like, I have a couple of them.
It is weird that the kids come too. Like,
they always
when
come.
You need to piss, you're rolling deep in a crew of three. Like,
yeah, yeah.
The boys are just backing me up all the time, just like standing on either side.
That's mental.
For
there,
no
there's
reason.
Always kids. I have an album in my phone called Toilet Mum. And it's just like loads of photographs
toilet
of Toilet Mum.
Right.
I don't know why, because I'm never going to post them. But just like a photograph
a
of my
that's
kneecaps
your nickname,
with Winter's
that?
Face here every single time I'm in the toilet. I just take a photograph of her and she's always gets here. Yeah. Give
that's,
me attention.
That's not the nickname you want either.
Toilet Mum. Turn number two. Toilet Mum.
Yeah, if you had to have like a hidden room in your house, what would it be for? Be honest.
Gaming. I'd like a wee gaming room.
Do you need that to be hidden?
Yeah. The way he does it, yes.
quite literally.
Being serious.
Mate, right, Chloe had a wee bit of a party there last week. Had a few of her friends up from work.
Kieran's way of saying he had a housewarming, didn't invite any of us.
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
false,
yeah.
false. And you know how you know it's false? Because I wasn't even well. So right. I was meant to be gigging that night. I was actually meant to be out of the house. I had to pull a gig.
Is this the banger show?
Yes.
I've seen that,
right. I had to pull that gig. I'm doing it this Saturday. I'm doing it in a couple of days from when we're recording, not when this goes out.
You're not in trouble.
I don't want people to go, oh, he's doing banger this Saturday.
I'm getting a conservatorship for you.
So I was in bed, essentially, but then I'd been in bed literally all day.
So when Chloe has her mate around, you're in bed sick, do they get brought up for
an audience with
a
pope?
Like
yeah.
a king who's...
Like they come in and I bless them and then they leave.
Kiss your hand.
Yeah.
You bless them with Dorito dust.
We had a COVID-style glass screen up in front of me and I just go... Right, now... So they were downstairs having the crack, and I was sort of. I was.
Now, what's the vibe? Is there music on? Or what level?
I would say there was a nice level of hum and music, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
They're talking, but Chloe said specifically to me that she was going to put music on, but she wouldn't have it too loud because she didn't want people shouting over it. So it's just a nice level of music.
What genre?
Like all 80s stuff.
The best.
Nice.
And then
excellent.
And then they're having cocktails and they're having the crack, and they were there. They were having a good time. I was in bed all day and I'd watched about four movies and I was like, I thought, you know, I'm going to get up here for an hour. I'll nip into the wee computer. I'll do some work. So I shout out some work, right? And then I went, sort of don't want to just get straight back into bed. Like genuinely, I don't like lying in bed that long. So I was like, I'm going to sit here. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on here. I'm going to play a wee bit of Hell Let Loose. I'm going to win the Battle of Carrantown for the Germans. That's what I'm going to do. Right, so I'm on playing
during what era?
1940s. World War II, right?
World War.
You're going to win it for the Germans?
I always play on the German team because they have better weapons. No.
That's some justification.
No, it's a game shit.
So you, the only thing that got you out of your bed was the idea that you might secure a victory for Nazi Germany.
Well, these are your words. I didn't say that.
Because they have good guns.
Listen, you have to choose a side. You can be American or German. When I went on, there was more Americans playing than Germans. I chose Germans.
The numbers
game. But I usually always be a German in it. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. By the way,
I got the reason he needs a panic room is he does a bit of role play when he's playing German characters.
But I have my headphones on and the wee mic and all.
And a full German.
And it is embarrassing because Chloe came up and obviously I didn't hear her coming into the room.
Yeah.
But she's literally standing, pissing herself behind me as I'm, like, I am talking to people.
In German.
And I'm, I am.
So are you angry talking?
Yes, I guarantee.
I was the officer of my squad, so I have to give orders.
So you're
orders.
An SS officer?
I have to give, no.
You were Wehrmacht, an SS officer?
Wehrmacht chain, just the army, not the SS.
Oh, the good guys then? The sort of cool ones?
The regular German
army. They
didn't
mind Jews. They think Jews are pretty cool?
To be fair, that's not part of the game, right?
But you make it part of the game. So that's why you need a separate room.
I was just giving, mate.
Chloe walked in and Kieran said, let me check your papers.
I am flat out giving orders to people. Like, you have to. In order for this game
to
work.
You have to?
No,
it's
you
a
do.
Fucking game.
No, but you like, there's so many people playing. It's 50 people versus 50. There's 100 people in the server. If you don't give orders to people and their orders aren't followed, you lose the game.
Yeah.
So I'm literally sitting there going, guys, take the next bridge. Like, I mean, you don't.
I will never understand adults that play games.
Well,
correct.
You'll never understand me truly then, do you know?
No.
We'll only be surface level friends. Do you know what I mean?
That's fine by me.
That's like me going, I don't understand people with kids in the room.
You not getting an invite over to the game.
You'll never
I'll ask them to stand behind that glass and get fucking air kissed. What's she like? Does she think it's funny? Does Chloe think it's funny?
She thinks I'm a fucking nerd. Yeah.
yeah.
Like, I mean, she pisses herself, especially when she catches me talking to people.
Yeah.
She's like, I can't believe the things you say.
You know what you
100%
do?
She also pisses herself laughing when I lose it at FIFA.
You tough talk 12-year-old boys.
It's mostly adults play this game.
Oh, it's mostly
when
just cool guys.
When you put the console down and walk out of the room, not that you're holding the console the whole time, you're holding the remote thing.
Yeah.
But like, when you stop that, are you leaving still raging? Or can you get on about your day?
I'll be honest.
Can you leave it in Germany?
See this new FIFA last night? I'm still raging from last night. The game is doing things.
You know who he plays as? ISIS. And FIFA.
The game does things, do you know, where it specifically wants you to fuck, like it fucks you. Fucks you so hard.
So you feel like you have to go back
and
fix it?
Not now. I literally, do you know what
you're
I said?
Out.
I said to Chloe as I set the controller down last night, I don't know if I'm going to play this outside of the podcast.
Don't say that, Kieran. Please no.
I know. But
Chloe goes, he's back on.
Here's the saddest bit though. When you're playing on a PC, it's not a controller. It's a mouse and keyboard and a headset.
You look at the EJ.
Except not as cool.
Yeah.
I mean, even a shit rare kids party DJ is cooler than me, like, you know.
I never really played, like, I played FIFA more with you on your podcast than I ever have.
How come it never interested you as a child, though?
I found more of a thrill in playing football. Genuinely being outside.
To be fair, so did I, if you can believe that.
And also, I wasn't, you know this about me, if I'm not naturally good at something, I'll just refuse to play it.
Yeah.
So I wasn't good at computer games. If I went into my cousin's house and played, they had a console, so they were brilliant at it.
Yeah.
So I would just get beat all the time. So I was like, I'll just go outside and play football.
Yeah.
So I never really got into it.
People don't really play football on the street anymore, so I don't mean like us. I would be weird, but like people don't really.
Don't go outside anymore.
I will never turn down a kickabout. I will never turn down a kickabout.
Even if it's with the Germans?
Germans, non-Germans, if there were kids, if we walk out the back of the car park here and there was a few kids having a kickabout and they went, you fancy a touch? Or...
Whoa!
who's worse? Who's worse now?
Oops.
Oh, man.
I'd say yes and then get your ball, right? Now, I would have a kickabout, no problem. No problem. I brought a ball down to the live pod at the SSE. I love it, and now I don't play football anymore. Like on Saturdays, I just miss having a kick about. And that's why only now do I buy myself like nice looking shoes. Because when I was younger, I just they knew they were ruined. Getting wrecked. Mm. School shoes, everything.
Like all the boys and like Sean's sons, their like school shoes get fucked by like October.
Yeah.
Because they're run around kicking.
But they don't play football outside anymore, kids.
No, because it's like, see if you say it like to kids, like remember whenever we were growing up and they'd be like, right, if you've done something bad, you're going to get brought in.
Yes.
Whereas now you have to get, if you do something bad, you're getting sent out.
Right.
Mental. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like you'd be like, if you get, yes. For my stepsons growing up, if you went, oh, you're not eating your dinner or you're fighting your brother, go to your room, they'd be all happy days. That's yeah. where I want to be.
Yeah.
They don't want to be outside or downstairs.
That's such mental. A good point.
So sad.
Well, you have, how do you punish them then?
You can't. You have to take devices off them and then eventually they won't care and everyone just cries.
Fuck me. You have to
You can't parent
I went outside. Although maybe I just think we did.
No, I was
outside. I was outside from morning till night.
I was out every day.
And by the way, with no plan. Mm. I don't remember having meals during the summer.
No.
Somehow.
You would basically only be in to eat or get a drink and then you go straight back.
And it was
out.
The quickest meal you've ever had in your life.
Did you ever run away?
Yeah.
I ran away.
Yeah.
I ran away. So whenever we lived, it was like different squares, like three squares. And there was a massive white rock at the bottom, like besides that Tibble, the bottom of the like road. And I wasn't allowed past that point. So when I ran away, I just went to there because I was like, well, this is as far, this is on the edge as I'm going to be. I packed a bag and all.
Yeah.
It was like 15 minutes.
I planned the runaway twice and never went through with it.
I went but forgot to tell people I was doing it. So they didn't know where I'd been.
Yeah, no one
knew. So I came back all dramatic. But no one knew I'd been out of the house.
Can I ask you a question? See, when you're having an argument with somebody, spouse or otherwise, do you ever have when you were a kid, like, did you say what's a spouse?
No, I got confused whether it's your partner or your parents.
Yeah, so we didn't
That's
know.
That's weird. Yeah.
It's I don't get confused in other ways about that.
Yeah. I was going to say.
Am I married to my daddy? Yeah.
I would have definitely had this when I was a kid. Did you ever think something mental in the middle of it or just after where you go, I'm not talking to them for a year?
I remember that kind or of you thought go, when I'm I was not, younger. Yes.
I'm not. Why do I still have that thought now where I go, I'm not.
So you could have that during an argument now?
Yeah.
And will you not speak to them for a year?
No, I'm terrible at it. I can't, I'm so bad at dealing with silent treatment that I can't dish it out.
Yeah.
Like I say, I actually can't. I can't dish out.
So if you and Chloe had an argument and she just...
Why would you say that though?
Yeah. And she just went, and then just gave you the silent treatment, you're done. You can't hack that.
I can't hack it.
I hate the silent treatment. Sean does it to me. Sean thinks that's a more successful situation than having an argument with me. It's just pretending there's no argument and being quiet.
Right.
And I'd be like, let's have it out. And he was like,
it's
the room. That would crack me up. Just going, nah.
No, he just doesn't know. What's wrong? Like, there is.
Like, say if they Guantanamo'd me, right? And they were going to fucking interrogate me. And they're like pulling my fingernails and fucking... doing the thing where they play Barney and then Cradle of Filth or something, I'd be sitting there having a fucking good time, right? See if they just leave me in that room alone, I'll be beat. I will be beating the walls to tell them secrets, like, you know what I mean?
Like, stuff they don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's the way to torture you?
That is the way to break me, is silent treatment.
Because what your thoughts overtake?
No, there's just a lack of interaction.
I think that's because you come from such a big family.
Mm. Probably is, yeah.
There's always something going on. See, I was a only child for a long time, so I'm used to my... And I didn't really have any mates,
so I'm used to my own company.
Yeah, I absolutely love my own company. I have a great time. I get on with myself well. I'm fun.
I get I on with myself well.
Yeah.
That sounds like something you would write on a CV and then go, that makes me sound
weird. Yeah.
I like me more than I like most other people, so I'm okay with
You're
that.
The apprentice contestant who goes out week two.
Yeah, or else you're the big brother person, because then they're all like, I'm going to mess shit up. Yeah. I'm going to go in here and fight everyone, and they say, fuck all.
I just tell people, I'm thinking at any given moment, know what I mean? Yeah.
I say it like it is.
They're the nicest person when they get in. Mine would be, if someone washed my face and didn't moisturise it afterwards, I would peel my skin off.
Then you start to feel it getting dry.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would.
See, I believe.
Do you have quite a dry face?
No.
I believe I live in a world of dry skin. So like, but I hate the feel of moisturiser. It's disgusting.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, I could see you getting. I could see Chloe lathering you up.
Can you?
Yeah.
Have you got cameras in our house? No. The. I tried it. Do you know what? Do you know what happened to me this morning in the shower? I had none of my own shower gel. I used like a dark blue Redox, right?
And what's your brand?
What?
What's your brand?
No, I use dark blue Redox.
That is what you use.
I thought you said I had none of my own, so I had to use dark blue.
No. I had none of my own dark blue Redox, right?
Like Sea Breeze or something?
It's something like that, yeah. Sea Minerals, right?
Semen Rules?
Yeah, Semen Rules. Right? So I had to use some of Chloe's, like Dove or whatever it is.
Okay.
Or no, it's not Dove, it's Nivea. Oh,
man. Don't ever touch Nivea.
Oh, here, that will dry you right out. I smell like a wee fucking... Like
oh,
a,
so it like was, you enjoyed
bouquet.
It?
I smell like a wee bouquet of flowers sitting on top of fresh linens.
What do you use?
I use, I'll use whatever's good. I don't have a brand. I'm not tied to anything. Whatever's in the house, I'll kind of use it.
Yeah.
But at the minute, it's a L'Oreal one.
I am tied to Redox. Like,
I'll be honest, you know what got me into this one that I bought? And I don't normally buy it, but this one I saw and I went, oh, it's all black L'Oreal and it's carbon.
Cool. What's that got to do with anything?
I don't know, but it made me want to buy it.
Good.
Made me want to buy it.
Yeah.
I'm carboned up.
I like to use something fruity.
I think your whole shower routine takes a long time because I think you, before and after, do a lot of sitting. I could see you...
Sitting in
the
shower?
Yeah, I don't think you just... not in the shower. When you have your shower, I don't think you just like open the door, just get dried straight away, dress good to go. I can see you... laying a towel out on your bed and just doing like a little bit of decompression after.
I'll do that maybe once or twice a week. Yeah. Genuinely, I'll do it maybe once a week. No, yeah, whether I need it or not.
I have a
wee sit maybe on top of the towel, but usually I do. I hate to be wet.
I have a friend
that so I do get dry quick. Do you want to like to? I like to get the shower. And then I get into amongst my wee vest and my socks. Yeah. I like sitting
it's
in that
the
for
vest.
A while.
It's the vest kills me. I just can't...
Why
vest.
Does that kill you? Do you want to look at it? All it is a second skin.
It is the vest.
Now, how many of those do you have?
You wouldn't believe. I might actually send you a picture of the drawer.
You have a vest drawer?
Yeah.
So does it share a place with your socks and nags?
I have a...
Separate.
What? Nags? I have... the cacks?
Boxers.
I have a cacks drawer. With a lot of those, all the same. And then I have my vest drawer, and then I have a sock drawer.
I've said this before on something recently. I'm getting back into Y fronts. It's
really?
Confused. Yep.
I can't believe men wear boxers that let things hang. Like, surely that's uncomfortable.
I like a slightly tighter boxer, like, but not too tight, but I'm going back to Y-fronts.
I'm wearing these ones. We were talking about this the other day. I'm wearing these ones. They're Marksies. They have extra length in the leg.
Mm-hmm.
They are the worst.
No, these are great. They just cup you.
But they're like, do you know if you see men on TV shows and they've put them in those baggy ones so it doesn't look like too revealing?
Oh no, sorry, no, they're not baggy. These are like
skin.
I look like I'm wearing mama's cycling shorts.
It looks like he's holding a baby mole hostage.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, seriously, because see those ones that are baggy. See if you do like, because when you're younger and you're trying different things out, there's baggy ones that are made of shirt material. The worst.
That's the ones the I'm worst. Talking they about. Are, with they, buttons. Like,
oh, they are the worst. They. See if you walk around in those for like even like an hour.
Yeah.
It just feels like someone has just got like, you know, a sports cap bottle and just gone.
Yeah.
On your
They're
on
a
your
boner
hip.
Killer for a woman as well.
Yeah.
See, looking at them.
Yeah.
Your granddad's monks. Like,
and even as a guy, if you want to get one, you have to open those buttons.
You want to get it out, let it out.
Out of the root door.
I nearly said a statement that would greatly offend you, but not in the way you, I was going to say, I hate winter. But I don't mean
okay,
your daughter.
Right.
I mean, today was the first day where it started to get cold.
It's nippy now.
I love it.
But a couple of days ago, it was unreal.
Yeah.
It was like 20, so I got lulled into a false sense of security. I hate the cold. I hate it.
Mm.
I hate having to wear extra layers. I hate thinking about what you're going to wear. I hate being cold in general.
I don't mind the winter, but I hate when it gets too warm as well.
But I want to be
do
like...
Do you know what's best? Autumn?
Nah,
she's called my child
summer's
that.
The best. I want to be like
Autumn
Bruce Forsyth.
Autumn is my favourite.
Bruce Forsyth used to go to Spain and
half
live
the year.
For when it got cold.
I my dead uncle do that. They go to Tenerife.
He was old for ages, that guy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like he was an old cunt when he was about 30.
Yeah.
But he's been the whole time he's been famous, he's been old.
I like the way you're talking about him, like he's still alive there, by the way.
Oh, he's not alive, isn't he?
The late Bruce.
Oh, I pay, yeah.
He's dead.
Nice to see you dead.
I much prefer it when it gets under the cold weather.
That is harsh, to be fair. I used to love the Generation game. Do you remember that?
No.
Vaguely.
No.
We're too young.
I don't like people who go on about how cool winter is. I just love a soup and a scarf. It's better to not have
to not require those things.
Yes.
No, see if you, see if you could be somewhere. Where is there where it's sort of like autumn here all the time? Canada? No, Canada's mental.
Norway?
Switzerland? Same place.
What, Fosty? What, Dan?
Norway's very snowy, isn't it?
And saying that, there, I have been to Oslo when it was really, really, really wintry and really snowy. I did go in December.
Yeah.
So it's not
Sweden's
meant to
be mental for that.
Do you have any nice trips coming up, anyone, or are you going to go on holiday?
I'm going away for a few days at the end of this month.
Kenmare.
It's a wee bit further north. Going to Kenmare over Christmas, though.
Have any of you been invited to France in December?
No.
What do you mean, by, like, the government?
Yeah. By Britney Spears' dad.
I've been invited to, like, Parliament.
Oh, being serious? I was joking.
No, absolutely. I haven't accepted the trip yet, but it's... I got
the French government?
Sorry, hold on.
For contributions to comedy.
You have been invited. We have not been invited.
I got invited. I'm going to see the president.
To be fair,
you're going to see Macron?
I think so. I don't know.
Are you fuck up, Diona?
Why are you going to see Macron?
I haven't accepted yet. I've just inquired. Can I bring my family? Yeah, for a couple of days.
Tell us more.
I don't have that much information. So it was just like, it just came through like last week. And my agent was like, do you fancy going to France? And I was
like,
why?
But who's running this? The government here?
The French government. So they're bringing a few people from all around the EU for contributions of comedy and just like having a fun couple of days, Christmas markets.
How come they're bringing you from here?
Don't
for
be so
the
fucking
EU?
Rude. Don't be so rude.
No, but for the EU, I mean. I wasn't meaning how come they're bringing you, Diona. I mean, how come they're bringing somebody from here?
I don't
here
think they've differentiated between the north and the south.
Oh, well, isn't that
they've
interesting?
They've got themselves to me. You might be flying me out of Dublin. Yeah, I've got an Irish passport.
Yeah.
Well, where...
Yeah, so I've got that. Maybe
to be fair, there's not enough croissants in France to fucking suit me. Like, but I mean,
because I was the go-to guy for the government from here for a while.
Where'd you go? What do you mean?
Only internal.
I like the way you said that. Like
only
Daniel,
like internal things.
Like Daniel
here.
Craig, you know,
how
I'm the government's go-to guy.
How were you the guy?
Because they wanted me to like go and do things. They wanted me to go and do things.
Are you James Bond?
Well, it was a bit controversial. It was the when. Prince Harry and Prince.
I remember you did
William.
That.
Charlie. I don't know. Yeah.
They were here. They were like here. They want to meet people in the performing community. And I was 50-50 on it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe we'll get some stand up out of it.
Aye.
And I did. But they must have dropped me. What have I done?
Did you not go? Did you not meet them?
I did.
I think my.
But you're not involved in anything.
I did do a bit of. It was in the Empire with. William.
William was in the Empire.
Yep. Thompson. No. the King guy. And I was to introduce him and he was to do a speech.
King of Wales.
I did like have a bit of they were like stick to the script.
Script.
And I didn't. And I think maybe that's what's happened.
That you've got dropped from like government duties now. They've enlisted me.
I slagged them a wee bit, kinda, sort of.
To be fair.
What did you say?
Well, I brought him on and he did this speech and he sort of like mugged me a wee bit in the speech. He's like, great to see what Northern Ireland has to offer, blah, blah, blah. And he said something about, you know, he goes, you've all had a laugh. And it was from Shane's comedy. But the way he said it, people laughed. And then I got back on the microphone and said something like, he said about all the work they were doing. I was like, it sounds like he's got a lot on. I was like, you're maybe too busy to do tour support for me. And I went, and then I don't think they...
And then he got back on the mic and went, here, I heard your man had dandruff. Do you remember that joke?
Yes.
There'll be horses, men on horses waiting outside your house.
Here, I'll tell you what.
Well, I'm watching Yellowstone. I fucking love that.
Do you know what's surprising though?
I would love that.
Do you know what's really surprising to me?
That Dion has been invited by the French government to come to France.
Here, yes, here, but here. Also, not a word of French. Whatever, don't care.
It surprises me that that I'm not the British government's go-to guy for stuff like that, given you know my background in Marxist theory.
Also, I'm pretty sure this is the Irish government.
Address in Twinbrook. And
if they were doing this event in North Korea, I think you'd be the first guy.
I think if it was like Korea or you know there's a resurgence of the right in Germany, they might want me. You know what I mean?
I could see you being a wee pet for Kim Jong Un. I could. 1,000%.
You could be related.
I would want to be known as something though. Like,
you look like Kim Jong-un.
That's what I'm saying. He does look a bit like Kim Jong-un.
You look like Kim Jong-un.
You know, like, yeah. Keir,
like a Belfast Kim Jong-un.
Not necessarily Keir,
like a Kim Jong-un.
I don't want to be like Kieran the Terrible, but I want there to be a nickname. You know, like, not something.
Kieran the Wee Crafty Cat.
Yeah, like, yeah. Or just they just call me the cat. The Tomcat.
Kieran the Placid.
It's not.
What does Placid mean?
Very peaceful. Absolutely, like, very the opposite peaceful. Terrible.
But maybe it's, oh, like, right, maybe, yeah, it's like an ironic thing.
Yes.
They just call me the Placid.
Yes.
And it's because when you come in to beg for your life, I just go, no.
You know, Chloe, like, brings you up. Yeah, Chloe, yeah, brings you up. The
bring, bring him up as I'm watching Casino Royale and Bango. She brings in a family, a whole family going, please. And I just go, no. like that yellow cunt out of fucking Sin City.
You're the bedridden emperor.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I get out of bed just to get in my bath chair and go for a shit. That's it.
Your commode? Yeah. Your bath chair?
You know, no, a bath chair is like, you know, like a wicker chair that you can sit in to dry, but it has wheels on.
Oh my god!
You have one.
I would.
You have
I'll be honest
one.
I'll be honest. Sorry, I'd love one. Like, but like an old one, like an old bath chair from like a Victorian.
I've just realized why they're wicker.
Yeah, it lets you dry. The air gets at you.
Like if you sat in a fabric seat, it would get wet.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the wicker sheet may as well be outside.
It beads, yes, off it. You know.
I get a bath twice a year, and I love that.
Twice a year?
Roughly.
Why?
Love that. I can't be bothered. It takes too long.
Yeah, it's a whole effort.
It's far too long. The idea of a bath's great when you're in it. You're like, oh, sweet.
People used to just genuinely wash once a year before they got married.
No, they didn't.
They did back in the day. Not like last year.
They didn't?
Yes, they did. Do you know why people have flowers at a wedding? Do you know this?
So you don't stink?
Just cover the smell of your hole.
Jesus.
Stop being smelly. Back years ago when people got married, the reason to hold a bouquet of flowers is so people smell flowers and not your shitty pits.
Why did they wash once a year?
Because, as you just said, it takes too much time.
Imagine how rare it is, though.
Let's go like 1700s.
Imagine how rare it is, though, when you throw the bouquet and your pit smell.
Sorry,
and your gee smell. What?
Excuse me.
People, because it wasn't that important.
Excuse me.
Connor.
People probably did wash less in those days, genuinely.
It wasn't important.
But why once a year?
Because once a year...
Do you ever see the ones in the white wigs? They didn't wash themselves properly. They stank. Those wigs stank and all.
And people wore the same clothes all day, all night and slept.
Here's what
I'll
give you. They did a deep wash once a year. I'll give you that. It's like your car.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They went to the Romanians once a year.
Yes.
But they must have done other wee top-up washes.
Hygiene wasn't important. So they did that wash once a year as like a wee treat.
Did you ever go through a wee period in your life where you were being a stinking bastard?
No.
Maybe when you were a student, you had a few rough nights out.
Yep.
Your body eventually self-cleans.
Yeah, you can stop washing your hair. Your hair cleans itself.
What do you mean?
I mean, it does clean itself. You will still smell like a chippy van, like, but I mean, you can do
My
it.
My Uncle Mickey didn't wash his hair.
Do you remember that
it
song?
Looked brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you remember the song that goes, I've had the same jeans on for 4 days now.
Yeah, yeah.
Try 4 weeks, lad.
Well, you're not supposed to wash jeans.
Are you not? They self-clean.
I know, but it's hard not to when they're covered in shit.
Why are they covered in shit? Oh, yeah, fair.
But, like, do you know what I mean? You need to wash your jeans. Yeah, yeah, but yeah. I have a friend who wouldn't wash her jeans, but they always
look
great.
Do you know something about me? I don't have jeans anymore.
Huh?
I don't even have jeans.
Jeans don't have two stripes?
I don't wear jeans. I have these, and I have chinos, and that's it.
I've never seen you wear chinos.
It's a formal event still.
I'm not invited.
I would die.
If you were coming to meet the French government, would you be wearing chinos?
This is why Macron hasn't called me. He went, will you suit up for this? And I went, I Adidas. And he goes, nah.
But he'd be wearing chinos and then it's still his wee vest.
Yeah. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I bought a pair of chinos that are getting delivered to my house today. I'm trying something new, right? I don't know if I'm going to wear them
fashion-wise
outside the house.
Okay, talk us through it.
They're wine coloured.
Where are you planning on wearing them to?
I don't know. I might start doing kids' parties. I don't know.
Wine-coloured chinos? What are you pairing it with on top?
I don't know.
A vest?
Something black.
For shows, maybe?
No.
See if I...
For dinners? Just nice.
See if I... If you said to me, and we've talked about this before, if you were, like, picking clothes for people... I know exactly what I put you in. Right. But it goes with your truck now.
What do you put me in?
I put you in like slightly wide fitting jeans.
Right.
Maybe like Wrangler or something, like a pair of Wrangler jeans. Dark jeans, right? I put you in a plain white t-shirt and then like a Dickies jacket. You know, like a...
So basically, like you would dress jacket. Me like Don Goodman in Roseanne.
Yeah.
Yes.
John Goodman.
And a pair of
Timberland boots.
Yeah.
Timberland boots.
I would put a beanie on your head.
Jesus. I'll be honest with you, you aren't really gawk-wanning me here, like, you know what I mean? You're not wanting me over, you know what I mean?
Here,
you ever forgot them?
Let's get women and make them feel absolutely shit about themselves, their shit lives, and then go here, fucking stick a dress on and you'll be happy. That's what we did.
Make them feel shit?
No. Take women here having a shit time in their lives and make them think that they just stick a dress on, then their life will be much better.
They applied for the show, they weren't.
People applied for them. That's also the worst. They did. It was like, you've been nominated because we think you look like shit.
Do you know who I didn't like? I liked Gawk's positivity, right?
You like Gawk?
Well, yeah, I love Gawk. Well, The ones that I didn't like was Trini and Susanna.
Never.
They were a couple.
I like one more than the other. Like, I'll tell you that. I don't know which one it was, but the one who looked like a little bird.
Trini.
Like a tall bird.
Trini.
I liked her more.
Yeah.
The other one just looked like she would be like sad.
The other one looked like she'd be your school principal. Or your school secretary or something?
Yeah.
Very stern.
Yeah.
You'd get sent there if you were in Ballard.
She'd be a school secretary who gets on like she is the principal.
Yeah.
I like the gay guys who bought houses.
She'd be a manager in boots who thinks she's a pharmacist.
Yep. That's really good.
We're getting into it now. Oh.
Yeah.
See Emmons.
Yeah, me and my dad were really into the gay house guys. Love them.
Oh yeah, there's two Scottish
Colin and
dudes.
Justin.
Colin
and Justin, £1 million house.
Yep. Oh,
they worked their way up to £1 million house.
Can I tell
And they
you
used
something?
To have wee catty arguments during it.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The other day, Sean and I went away for a couple of days with the kids, right? And we
where?
So it was like Drumara, I think, but it was like out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, it felt like I was in Donegal. It was a beautiful wee place, right?
Wee mountains all around there.
Oh my god, yeah. We were on a working farm, so there was cows in the windows and all, and like sheep. So the kids loved it. But we were driving through the hills and we saw this like unbelievable, like cool, almost like a unit build house that was like all black steel on the outside, all like full length windows, looked so cool.
Like a grand design.
Like a big.
It looked like a units, like a containers, but it was like class. It looked like a grand design house. And as we pulled in to where we were staying, the owners were staying on the land as well in their own house. And we were all, saw that house up. You could see at the top of the hill, that was class. And they went, oh, we know, it's like a jazz singer. Like, we know who we sold them that land.
A jazz singer?
Yeah. Aye, like a jazz singer. That's not important. But she was like, we'll like tell them you like their house. I was like, okay. And then she knocked on our door 5 minutes later and she was like, do you want to go up? And I was like, what do you mean? She goes, do you want to go and have a joke around their house? And I was like, that's so weird.
No, it's not.
And then she was like, no, like, they're lovely. They'll invite you in and you can... And we just drove up with our two kids in their jammies. They were about to go to bed. I was also so rare. And Sean was all, we're fucking going to have a joke around their house. So we went up, knocked on their door. And for about 45 minutes, we're shown around these two random people. They were in the middle of having their dinner with their kids. And they just left their dinner and got up and gave us a tour of their entire house.
Was it class?
Unbelievable. Gorgeous.
And who was the singer, him or her?
She was.
And did you hear her sing or anything?
I then followed her online and then had a wee joke at her singing. You're following her?
Is it? Well, yeah, not saying.
Yeah, I know, I'd say who it is. I just realised as well, you're following her. Yeah. Unbelievable. And like their house is like, do you know what it is? It's a class mix of brand new modern stuff with really old shit, like a grandfather clock, billion years old, with like a story and all.
That's just funny when you said that.
But it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And like on their land is like this old, run down, old, like wee building as well. It's fucking
I thought you'd do something like that. You know, like a...
Oh, I definitely will. A
project house.
Eventually. Here, I believe I already know what we're going to do. So there's this Canadian company that does like... They're like wooden houses. They're unbelievable. Now you can rent. They have a couple of these up the coast. And you can rent them for like...
So you go and see what it's like.
I know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm thinking about it. It's called a Canadian log house. Aye. But like it's not...
Can Sean me vimmies?
It's not like... Why does he like that? Imagine we just imagine we just built wood. Imagine we just built Sean's quarters in our house. Yeah. He has like a wee granny flat. Imagine how mental that would be.
He just wants to be surrounded by wood. He
wants. Does he? Hi. Unbelievable.
He wants to live in a wee locker.
So do you want this to be up the North Coast? No.
No, no.
You just want to go and see what they're like in real life.
They can crane them and move them.
So what this company specializes in is they basically design it and they can do it with you, or you can pick a pre-designed one, right? But like, they design it and they cut all the wood and everything that's needed for it, and they ship that anywhere, and then they have contractors all over the world
piece it together,
who build it for you. So, I mean, here.
Now, where do you want to put it?
It's mega coin, like
Kenmare, or
if you could go Kenmare-ish with it.
That's what you would like.
A wee wonder gaff.
A wee plot, a wee acre or something?
You'd need a wee bit. You need a wee bit, and you need a
and
wee...
And would you farm the land or anything?
Do you know about my allotment plans, Shane?
No.
See, during the pandemic, I became quite keen on getting an allotment.
Right.
And I still am. But Kev and Chloe slagged the cunt out of me and described me as allotment man, or as I would or as I would say, allotment man, right? And it knocked the wind out of my sails, and then Chloe knew it had knocked the wind out of my sails, and she bought me a book about it, which I've read, and one of my mates sent me a wee book about it.
What's in your allotment?
I don't have one.
Oh, no, but like, oh, so
I
you weren't
got
doing
one.
Any?
No, he wanted
I grew,
it, but
I grew some herbs.
Okay.
Like actual herbs, like aromats, not fucking not fucking marijuana. Like, so yeah, like.
Do you know what I never understand though? Because like, when people.
Onions, I did onions.
When
sorry.
People, but that's the thing, it takes so much time and effort. No, you get like two strawberries.
Yeah.
That's if you're just doing it small.
Entry level
in,
stuff.
In
you don't have an empire.
In an allotment, you would be doing a wee bit more.
Listen
know.
To the guy who doesn't have an allotment. Like, two strawberries.
You would be surprised how fucking hard it is to get one, right? Because so the place where I really wanted one.
Surely the people who own them are dying all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they just but the people who give them out, I don't think they want to give it to somebody in their 30s.
No, why can't your garden be your allotment?
Because it's not big enough. You need a bit. We didn't have a garden. You could probably do something in our garden now, but we've only just moved in.
How big of an allotment do you want? Big?
No, well, like, I mean. No, not huge, but like it would be bigger than like we didn't have a garden. We were renting
size of this room
until
half the size of this room.
No, a wee bit bigger probably. It's a wee bit bigger, and then you can do multiple things on it.
Right,
you know what I mean.
But although, like, do I love the idea of growing all your veg that you eat for your Christmas dinner?
Yeah.
Well, I did us onions, and but then because of where I was growing them just in like sort of pots, so they were quite small. But, like, did you know that a spring onion is, like, it becomes an onion? I didn't know that.
If you leave it longer?
Yeah.
Like the way a grape becomes a raisin?
That type of a thing, yeah, where, like, it grows and becomes an onion. But, like, the shoot of an original onion is, like, a scallion, which I didn't know until I was making them. So we had scallions for days, like, I mean, for weeks, in fact. All the champ you can eat with potatoes that you have to buy somewhere else because I couldn't grow them.
What do you mean, grape is a raisin?
A raisin is a dried grape.
No,
in the same way that a prune is a dried plum.
This is like an afternoon situation. How do you not know grapes are raisins?
Because they don't taste like it.
No,
raisin
tastes like licorice.
Raisins are grapes.
That's the same thing.
It's not. Back to front.
A raisin is a baby grape.
You can't get a raisin and make it into a grape.
Oh, aye. That's true.
Yeah.
You can't pump the juice back into it.
Yeah, well.
But you can suck it out.
Huh?
You heard it here first.
You dry out a grape? No, you dry out a grape.
Yeah, a raisin is a dried grape.
Do you know?
So if I leave all the grapes in my fridge, they'll be raisins.
No, because
not
they'll just be rotten.
You need to like do it properly in your allotment.
Prunes or plums?
Watsits or carrots?
Prunes are stinking, aren't they?
Hell.
Stinking, but they help.
Do you know
shout.
Peppers are all
stinking, but they help you shout. That's what it should
colours?
Say. Like that's what it should say on the bottom of prunes.
Like peppers aren't just
born different colours.
Like that colour. It's just the different stage of.
Oh really?
Yep.
When you pick them.
Mm-hmm. I like that we just described peppers as being born. By the way.
Yeah. No, we both said born.
Yeah.
So talk me through. Sorry. So you want this big allotment? So if you want to have your log home and then a big allotment. But you said you've got big plans.
In the log home, it won't be an allotment. It'll be what I would describe, Shane, as a kitchen garden.
Yeah.
It'll be like Becca's wee mushroom pad, you know?
Where you can cook your shit outside.
I'm not watching that Beckham series.
That's good.
I've watched the first episode.
You remember it all, though. You will remember it all. The only bits that I wanted them to really go into detail in
was Rebecca.
And they didn't mention it. Well, they mentioned
Rebecca Luce.
Yeah.
You want to hear all that
Luz
scandal?
Luz women.
Fuck them, they say nothing.
Yeah.
Aye. But.
Dragon League did it?
Yeah.
I think the assumption at the time was, yeah.
He must have.
It was an assumption, though, because he's always denied it. Interesting.
You deny being a Nazi sympathizer?
Yeah, I know, but then I send people to their deaths.
Kieran, you have big SSE shows coming up, mate.
I do.
This week?
This week. The actual week that you're watching this in.
Is it?
Yeah.
November? You're at November 10th?
November 10th. And then November 24th.
Yeah. Now, what are you planning? Anything for, like, talk me through the evening of the show. Is there any, are you bringing in anything? Are you, you know, like a catering thing, a drinks thing?
Well, interestingly, Pizza Works are going to cater the backstage.
Excellent.
Which is very enjoyable.
What are you going to wear?
Gluten-free, dairy-free?
I don't know what to wear yet.
Kieran won't do gluten-free pizzas for anybody.
I don't do that. Dan asked for one last week and I just said the thing that makes it a pizza is the gluten.
But you're not asking them to do one, you don't have to eat it. That's like telling
me.
Yeah.
Sense that we're bantering here. Dan was offered.
Well, get him a fucking pizza.
I don't know what to wear yet.
What if your wee wine trousers are a winner?
Wine trousers, wine blazer.
Stop it. So you're hosting a game show?
I know, yeah.
No shirt.
I look like a grape, and then you drive me out, I'll be a racing, yeah. Oh, they've pumped the juice back into me. You know what I mean? I don't know, yeah. So I might... I like to be comfortable when I'm gigging, so it probably will be some form of stripes, you know? Yeah. So I have to go down to... I'm going to take a wee trip down to Sports Direct and see... I'll see what they do. They tend to just do your...
To see what they do?
What do
Sports Direct do?
In the Adidas bit, they tend to just do the greys and the blacks and the navies. If you want something special, you've usually
you
go
gotta
on
go
to
online
Adidas.
You're
going
to make some poor bugger be your wee personal shopper in Sports Direct, treating it like it isn't a Sports Direct.
See, when we were...
You sitting on, like, the landing of the stairs.
Yeah, with a £45 budget.
Fetch me
Bring
a fabric.
Me what you've got.
An assortment of fabrics.
See when we
He's
were
looking
in...
through Slazenger and Lonsdale. And
when we were in John Lewis over in Edinburgh.
You see?
We were getting some bed linens. And when we were in there, there's personal shopping in there, mate. And I was like, I know in here doesn't cater for the big man. But I think I would love to avail of such a service at
I
some
would
point.
It's not something I've ever been interested in until recently, because after two kids, I have a completely different body shape than ever before. Now I don't know how to dress.
Right,
so I'm like, I would love to go in somewhere and put someone to go, this is what you need to wear.
Do you want
to get your...
I'll do.
What you did?
I want to dress people.
Do you?
You could be like...
I know what works for people.
You could be like the new
guy. All shapes and sizes?
Here.
All shapes and sizes. All creatures great and small.
He doesn't choose, he dictates outfits.
Yeah.
Your clothes have been left out on the bed. See that you wear them. that's fucking mental. I think that personal shopping thing would be good, but I bet, mate, and John Lewis, it's bound to be dear.
Mm-hmm.
Because you forget, you not only have to pay for the clothes, but you have to pay for the personal
you have to
shopper.
Pay for them, yeah.
See if you do personal shopping in Victoria Square and
Does
they have
do it.
It?
There?
Yeah.
That's Rebecca McKenna used to do that. That's how she started out.
Oh,
she was
so
the
like,
resident
so,
personal
so
shopper.
Is it like your own stylist?
Yes.
Right, okay. As opposed to you going with a list and they just
no.
bring you the stuff.
You go in and you talk
ideas.
To somebody. These are the sort of things I like to wear. And then they'll go.
Well, that's great.
They'll go and shop with you and show you things that they know would suit your body type. And like what events you have coming up. And then they'll go into a private area. Sometimes maybe be glass of bubbles. And then you try on some outfits.
I reckon if I went in and they were doing it by body type, there's going to be problems.
Why?
We'll spend a lot of time in the linen section. I think there'd be people. I've got some stuff that suits your body type here, and it's just a Subway on a plate.
Yeah.
Now you can't wear this. You can wear it, but don't.
Yeah.
Just eat it.
Oh,
I'd love a wee Subway.
You can get one.
I know I might get one.
Okay. Isn't it great when you realize you're an adult and you can get the shit that you want? I love, some days I'd be like, I can do what I want.
Yeah. You can get stuff. Like,
I'm going to buy some sweets.
Oh, Haribo's.
Yeah.
So SSE, there might be some tickets.
There will be tickets. There are tickets. Get some tickets for the 10th.
We'll put it in the description of this episode.
So sorry, we're going to have Pizza Works backstage. Don't
yeah, care. Fuck all. Like, don't worry about selling tickets.
What doing. We're going to do something. There's something for people. I'll be trying to do something. It's very difficult.
For audience or backstage?
For audience.
Are you cooking or something?
No, Jesus.
One noodle each?
I was about to say 3,000 for 2,000 and something people.
You're doing something for the audience?
Yeah, I'm going to try and do something for the audience. And then...
I know what it is.
And then... I don't think you do know what it is.
Hand jobs.
And,
just two tugs each.
I was going to say, everyone gets a pump. Right?
I tried so hard during the hen do to get glow sticks for all of the audiences, and none of the theatres would let us.
Oh, see...
Health and safety?
Yeah. Well, not health and safety. It's that they would ruin the seats.
So at SSE, they said we couldn't do that, and then everyone just got so caught up in the moment. And I can't remember whether it was Butler or someone who was just firing them at people. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, as the Hindu shows have been progressing, people have been arriving with their own glow sticks. Oh, so nice. The lights go down, and then you just look at the audience, and there's maybe like 40 to 50 people who've brought their own glow sticks. That's
cool. When does it end?
This Saturday in Askillon, long before this goes out.
Such an over by the time is out.
Yeah, it was a great time.
It was good.
Yeah.
I'm also going to try... There is going to be something special at the end of the show that I can't talk about.
Is it that thing you've told me about?
I think so.
You need to start really planning that.
I need to really do that.
Yeah.
I've been doing stuff.
Because you can't wing that. Well.
Can't wing it.
Can you tell me after?
Yeah, I haven't been well.
Yeah. Kieran's doing, basically, because we can probably say it now, he's doing a reenactment of Hitler's speech in the beer hall.
In Downfall.
The pooch.
Yeah.
The
pooch.
Dionne, you have a stand-up tour? First stand-up tour?
First stand-up tour.
And you've upgraded your Belfast venue to Mandela Hall.
Yeah.
Up a hood.
That's fun. Yeah. Got Milf, it's called, on sale now.
That's a great name.
Yeah, yes. Thank you.
Good name, good poster.
Thank you. I know.
The show?
Been flying out.
We don't know.
It's not written yet. It's been selling really well. I was actually really worried about doing my first one because, you know, you're like, I don't know. But it's been selling really, really well, which is exciting. Some of them are sold out. Some new shows have been out.
Where about you, Gore? Sorry.
What?
I was going to say, what's your Birmingham, if you were me? What's the one where you're going, oh no, we've made a mistake? How do we made a mistake? What one are we looking at going?
Well, I'll tell you what. Wasn't originally on the tour. I did a gig in Newry a few weeks ago, and the guys there, like a couple of people, had said to me, "Oh, we like the McCooey was all to me. Oh, like loads of people here haven't been to comedy before. They just came to see you tonight. Like, and they think you're on tour here, but you're not." And I was like, "Oh, I'm about to get a Newry date added," and then I got messages from people afterwards going, "Why are you not coming to Newry?" Added Newry 3 weeks later, 7 tickets sold. So there we go.
And it holds like
160.
Oh,
McCooey's.
No, it's not in McCooey's, it's in the bank.
Oh, shit.
We did McCooey's dirty. But I was like, guys, why act like Newry needs a date and then only 7 tickets have sold?
Do you should have done?
Please buy tickets in Newry.
And early and late McCooey's.
Yeah.
Oh,
but then, there's stuff in Newry.
Look at that wee face.
Hmm?
They're still in Newry. Maybe I should swap over to McCooey's, and I can't do that now, can I? It's cheating.
7 people, mate.
I know.
You probably could do it.
Yeah.
It is like 8 months away.
Yeah.
It's like 6 months.
My gig that was like that last year was Newcastle, where I believed it was a gig I'd asked for in Newcastle County Down.
Can I be honest?
And it was a pawn town.
My LA one.
At 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon.
My LA one, I messaged the promoter to say, because there was 0 tickets sold, I was like, there's either a problem with the ticket report or the link. And they replied to say, no, both are working. Guys, thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. Go see the live shows. See you later.
Thanks for having us.
Bye.
Sipper, God love you. If you've made it all the way through this episode, that means you love tea with me, you love this podcast, or it means like you've drifted off and you've just left this on play. Either way, what you need to do is head over to our Patreon. If you enjoy the podcast and you want more tea, that's where you go. We do a bonus episode called The Special Brew every Monday and a live stream podcast every Friday with some of your favorite comedians. You can chat, interact, ask questions. when we announce live podcasts, you get early access to tickets with a little bit of a discount on there. And there is so much more. You can go back and watch, I think, nearly 1,000 hours of content. Tea with Me, Patreon, which is patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. The link is in the description. I'll see you there.